The Christmas Angel. All the angels are spirits who serve God and are sent to help those who will receive salvation. Hebrews 1:14, New Century Version. Years ago, when I was a young man, I was asked to be one of the speakers at a Bible conference in Kansas City, Kansas. This one individual who had been a rancher was now an active missionary and evangelist. When he prayed for people, miracles started happening. The tangible presence of God was felt by those who received prayer. Another speaker at that convention was a friend of mine who had a powerful gift of a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom, 1 Corinthians 12, 7-8. God knows human beings are earthly, physical creatures who experience reality through their bodies and their five senses, and not just through their spirits. God calls humanity to have faith and hope in things that are unseen, which are eternal, 2 Corinthians 4:18. But He graciously uses things that we can see, feel, hear, and touch to reveal His presence and love. One time I was asked to speak at a Christian school along with my wife. At the end of our talk, I invited every student of that school to line up and receive prayer. My wife and I prayed for every child and every individual student. What happened that day amazed everyone, including myself. I reached down and hugged each child and prayed for them. As a result, the whole school had to shut down that day. Students just sat at their desk and wept as the presence of God was manifesting Himself to them. In the United Kingdom, one time in a Bible study, I hugged a man and prayed. I didn't know it, but several years later, his testimony was that when I hugged and prayed for him, he was delivered from a smoking addiction. In Africa, I hugged and prayed for a young African girl, and she went out like someone had turned off a light. She was unconscious for a long period of time as God was ministering to her. I've seen God minister many times in a tangible way when I've hugged and prayed for individuals. Later, as I got older and there was so much talk about the Me Too movement in which women were violated for men touching them, I withdrew from praying for people by touching them. I wanted God to reveal His love to them, but I never wanted physical touch to make people feel uncomfortable as I prayed for them. As I grew older, one of my hobbies was making homemade jewelry. I usually just ended up giving these pieces of jewelry to people as gifts. It didn't matter if I knew the person or not. I wanted to bless them in some way. During the Christmas season, I made these small angels and put them on a keychain and gave them to individuals as a gesture of God's love. One day, I was at a restaurant with my wife, and our waitress didn't seem to be in a good mood. I offered her one of my homemade Christmas angels. She picked out the color she liked, which happened to be green. From that moment, there was a definite change in our waitress. I offered an angel to the hostess of the restaurant. She picked out an angel that happened to be red. Then all of a sudden she said, "I feel like I'm going to cry." That reminded me of the time when we had prayed for all the children in the school who had cried so much as God touched them that their school was shut down for the day. I thought to myself, I believe God is manifesting His presence through these angels that I'm giving away. Before we left, the hostess ran up to me and said, "Can I have a picture with you?" She was so touched by that little angel that she wanted a picture with this old man. I thought to myself, God's gifts are still working through me, but in a different form. Just as Paul took handkerchiefs from his own body and gave them to people and God delivered them from their afflictions. Acts 19, 11-21. The gifts and callings of God will remain in you and operate even to your last breathing breath. Romans 11:29, New Living Translation. A man was raised from the dead as his dead body touched the dry bones of Elisha. 2 Kings 13, 20-21. God wants to reveal Himself to others through you. Look for those opportunities.